The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
It's funny how quickly time-honored advice becomes irrelevant. When I was a kid, everyone got the same grief from their parents. Turn off the TV and go outside. But according to a recent article in Psychology Today, authored by Dr. Victoria Dunkley, interactive viewing does more to stunt your mental growth than the idiot box ever did. New research suggests kids today are functioning at cognitive levels 3 years younger than the same age kids did 30 years ago. Dr. Dunkley attests that in her experience, even children with significant learning and mental health issues who are kept screen-free eventually outperform brighter children who have been exposed to typical amounts of screen time. The devices that are dumbing down young brains are laptops, smartphones, and tablets. And the interactive activities include texting, internet surfing, and social media use. That truly surprises me. I mean, internet surfing and social media seem just like knowledge and communication skill building. TV is just zoning out, isn't it? The bigger problem, it seems, is prevailing anxiety. Make a kid go cold turkey on screening time for a few weeks, even teens and young adults will be more relaxed, less moody, will exhibit better focus, and most important of all, enjoy deeper sleep. A study of 2,000 kindergarten, elementary school, and junior high school students in Japan found that just 30 minutes of computer use or gaming caused disturbed sleep and daytime fatigue, compared to 2 hours or more of TV. Naturally, these are anxious times with the global pandemic, political upheaval, racial injustice. It's enough to make anyone lose sleep. But it may be a good time for parents to say, turn off that video game and go watch some TV. I'm Cal Coat. Turn up the volume. Happy Sanchez from Los Mocosos is our very special guest on the show. First on deck, Jupiter and Aquas are full of Congolese inspiration on No Kizanga from World Beat Canada.
Ich kann nicht was, ich kann machen. Na tamboli, bi tambola, tambola. Il est temps pour moi de rencontrer mes ancêtres. Que ma famille in Africa, in Africa, in Africa. Bind me up, bind home. Nakozonga, Nakozonga. Ich weiß nicht, wann ich kann dir sagen. Na tamboli, di tambola, tambola, na mokilio. Il est temps pour moi de rencontrer mes ancêtres. Pour que ma famille in Africa. Ma famille, mein Kind, mein Großvater, Nakuzunga, Nakuzunga. Ich kann dich fragen. Na tamboli, bi tambola, tambola, na mokilio. Il est temps pour moi de raconter mes ancêtres. Que ma famille in Africa. Que mein Großvater in Africa. Que mein Vorvater in Africa. Yes, it's Mutus again. Bye-bye. Au revoir. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Tschüss. Auf Wiedersehen. revoir. Adios.
A combination of musical talents from a Galician programmer and a Lisbon duo called Heyema, and the producer is Bayuca. Together, they have created Adelia. Here's another collaboration from Vancouver, Convict and the Lost Strings. This is the first track from a forthcoming EP, Something Worth Protecting. It's always worth listening to if it's World Beat Canada.
Thank you. live a better way, wanna feel a better way with me. Don't you want my body, want my body in love?
Music meets the Bunger Beat. That is Vancouver's Delhi to Dublin on their first major label release on Warner Records. The album's called We Got This, and we heard Love before that from the same neck of the woods, Convict, who has taken Punjabitronics and mixed it up with Bollywood strings for something electronic and wonderful called Some Things Are Worth Protecting. Mother Earth among them. Afrosonics from Boise, Idaho are in the wings with Jet Power. This is World Beat Canada. Glad you could join us for this ride on the global side. I'm Cal Cote.
Breaking news. This just in. High funk levels have been detected in your area. The Department of Early Groove Detection has declared we are at a booty shake level 5. That's right, a badonkadonk 5. Do not resist the urge to get up and move that big thing.
Let's go. touch that dial.
Toquen una cumbia buena pa bailar cerquita del mar. Quiero olvidar mis penas y librarme de todo mal. Toquen una cumbia buena pa bailar cerquita del mar. Quiero olvidar mis penas y librarme de todo mal. La playa azul, aquel ayer, jamás te voy a poder olvidar. Lo que sentí, tu dulce voz, un amor que no tuvo igual.
Rock together on Tempestad, the new album from Noé Jesus Santos, and Cumbia Buena. Before that, the Afrosonics from Boise, Idaho, at a Badonkadonk level 5 with Jet Power. Time for your touch of the familiar. We'll give this to a new release by Roots and Tings, a collaborative effort between Latif the Truthsayer, Ja Yezer, and Windstrong. The album's called All of This, and they've also got some great covers on here. Check this tropical take on Steely Dan's Do It Again. Your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada.
In the morning, Babylon goes gunning, gunning, gunning. In the morning, you go.
no high climber, then you'll find your only friend in a room with your two-timer, and you're sure you'll near the end. Then you love a little wild one, and she brings you only sorrow. All the time you know she's smiling, you'll be on your knees tomorrow. Yeah, go back, Jack, do it again. We'll turn it around and around you go. Back, Jack, do it again. Yeah. Well, you swear and kick and beg us that you're not a gambling man. Then you find you're back in Vegas with a handle in your hand. Your black cards can make you money, so you hide them when you're able. This land of milk and honey, you must put them on the table. Yeah, you go back, Jack, do it again. We'll turn it around and around. You go back, Jack, do it again.
Been kind of tight with our favorite Latin funk band from the Mission District in San Francisco, Los Mocosos. They've been recording for many years and they're doing it again. This time, they're all grown up. Happy Sanchez talks about the new album next on this episode of World Beat Canada. Stay where you are. I'm Cal Cote. We first met Los Mocosos back in the 90s, a scrappy young band from the Mission District of San Francisco, updating the area's classic Latin rock. Today, as their new album testifies, Los Mocosos is all grown up and, not surprisingly, still scrappy. Some things never change. Happy Sanchez rejoins the program with a good word on the new album. Congratulations to you and the band, Happy.
Hey, thanks a lot, Cal. And it's nice to talk to you after all these years.
No kidding, eh? Does it still feel like old times when you guys get together?
Definitely does. I mean, even though I guess we're working with a new singer, you know, being able to play music with Shorty Ramos and Victor, yeah. It kind of feels like, it definitely feels like the old days.
All Grown Up was preceded by a fresh new single off the album with a really powerful message. What inspired United We Stand?
Well, believe it or not, that song was actually written last summer before all this turmoil that kind of hit the country back when the Black Lives Matter protest started. The reason I wrote that song along with the singer, and that song was a reaction for the killings that happened in El Paso when that guy went and killed a bunch of people at that Walmart or something. We sort of, you know, wrote a little protest song, I guess you'd call it. Not so much a protest song, but a song about empowerment, you know, because I just felt like the climate that's going on these days in the United States and, you know, the politics and stuff that I just sort of felt like we needed to have like a little anthem there, you know, to kind of help give support to the movement, not just, you know, at that time it wasn't really so much the Black Lives Matter, as I said, but, you know, the Latinos, you know, the kids were getting thrown in cages and families are being split up, and now you got some guy that I guess drove all the way out from Florida and shot a bunch of people in a predominantly Hispanic neighborhood, and so it just was kind of like, whoa.
Incredible.
starting to get out of hand.
I guess you guys all have families, probably some kids to look after. Thinking about what the future holds for them, has it brought a new perspective to the songwriting at all?
It's kind of tough because, like, on, you know, like they talk about like systematic racism and all that stuff. You know, like things about, it's almost like, I don't know what it's going to take really to change the climate. And I know that the protests have helped a lot, but I think we need some a major shift in our country. And I'm hoping it. I mean, I'm not embarrassed to say that I'm a Democrat.
No.
I'm voting for Joe Biden.
Thank
and
God.
Kamala Harris, who actually, just as a side note, Los Mocosos, actually, when Kamala Harris was running for the district attorney of San Francisco, Los Mocosos played at one of her fundraising events.
Right on.
So we definitely have a long history of working with the people from at least in San Francisco. And, you know, I like to say that I'm a Nancy Pelosi liberal, because me and Nancy Pelosi were born on the same day, not on the same year, but we share the same birthday. And so I always like to tell people that, you know, when they ask me what I believe. But anyways, to make a long story short, that's basically where we're at as far as just, you know, ready to be of service to the cause, which is, to me, the cause is to make sure that we try to just, you know, equalize things a little bit more and try to get all this, like, rhetoric, the hate and the vibes that sort of followed the Obama administration. I think that's basically what's going on, is it's sort of a reaction to all the people that were, you know, frustrated with that whole situation. And I think that Donald Trump came in and really stoked the flames of division. And so now that we get a, you know, get kind of swing back the other way a little bit, we can all get to work and try to deal with that. I think kind of threw us all for a loop, you know.
And on a happier note, Happy Sanchez from Los Mocosos is here on World Beat Canada. Follow them on social media. Start at the homepage, losmocosos.com. And the release date for the new album is on October the 2nd. So keep listening to us, and we'll update you on that as we get closer. COVID has pulled the rug out from underneath the live music industry, which seems so cruel because music's healing power is something we can all use right now. How is the band dealing with it, Happy?
It was a situation where we were really excited. We were going to be doing our record release party. The band hasn't really played live since 2008. And we were going to come out swinging. We had a great gig at a premier club in the Bay Area called Yoshi's. I don't know if you've ever heard of Yoshi's, but it's a great club. And we were excited about that. We were putting together our tour. We were actually looking forward to coming up and doing some shows up in Canada like we always did. I just got to say, Cal, you've always been a huge supporter of the band. And I just want to thank you on behalf of all the fellas that, you know, you were always there for us, to support us, man, in Vancouver. We really appreciate that.
My pleasure. I mean, great music is great music. And that's it.
I got to just tell all the people listening to the show, Cal was our first fan. He's the one that really hooked us up and got us up there to Vancouver and really worked with the band. But anyways, to get back to the thing, you know what? It's just sort of like, I mean, even at 58 years old, I'm 58, Shorty 62, Vic is 60. I mean, we really are all grown up. We're not just joking around about that. But with that said, it's just one of those things where, you know, they might as well have had a Martian land from outer space or something, because I've never gone through anything like this, you know? I'm used to giving my friends hugs because I love them, you know?
Sure.
And now you got to just be hitting your elbows and staying away and keeping your mask on. And it's just like, living in a whole nother world, you know? And so we're starting to work right now on getting our streaming tour together.
Yeah.
We're getting that ready. But we can't even practice. You know, the thing is, all our wives and girlfriends and family get mad at us because we actually had a little bit of a COVID scare. We did our first rehearsal with the band, and one of the guys ended up having the COVID. Great. And everybody was like, you know, my wife's first question to me was like, where are you wearing your mask? Well, I'm one of the guys that sings, you know what I mean? It's the background. And I was like, no. And she's like, what? You're going to, you know what I mean? It's like, how irresponsible of you, Mr. Adams. It's like, so basically at this point, getting back on track after all of us were in the quarantine for like 2 weeks,
yeah,
we started doing rehearsals outside. And now we're trying to do rehearsals, and we have, it's like smoke, so smoky from the fires. I mean, it's almost like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. It's crazy. So that's one of the reasons we're pushing back our original release date with September 18th. We're just trying to give ourselves a little bit of time so that we can get closer to our performance and closer to our release date, you know?
Oh, man. Is your buddy okay?
Yeah, I mean, thank God. Of course, he was the youngest guy in the band.
Oh.
You know, we got some side guys, and he was like the young buck. So I guess all these young people just think they're healthy, you know what I mean? And he was hanging out. He thought he was being healthy by just hanging out in a park with his buddy, and he didn't realize that, you know, that stuff is no joke. And, and especially with someone like Shorty, who's 62 years old.
Yeah.
Honestly, he's got diabetes. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, you know what I mean? I got asthma. Victor's, you know, probably not the thinnest guy in the world. I mean, we're all a little bit vulnerable there, my friend.
Hey, I'm there too, man.
I think everybody's trying to figure out what to do next. I mean, if this is our last record, it's nice to be able to be in the place when it ends where it started. Does that make sense? I like to be able to know that I was able to finish what I started.
Yeah.
And that feels very complete for me.
I don't think it's done until the fat lady sings, so. Hey, Happy, we've been spinning the title track all grown up. Viva Los Mocosos is another one I really like. The single, of course, United We Stand. Here's your chance to play DJ on the radio. Happy, can you pick a track from All Grown Up and set it up for us, please, on the way out?
Fortunately, or unfortunately, I'm picking a track that's in Spanish. We try to do the record 50-50, English and Spanish. And the Caminos is a song that the singer wrote that basically talks about the struggles of, you know, the immigrants that come across the border and, you know, how they're, you know, that even though they've hit really their road, which is what Caminos means, the road.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they sometimes it feels like they're down, to try to make sure that you're humble and you stay proud and humble and you know, keep your chin up, because, you know, really at the end of the day, sometimes all we got is hope. So that's the message of that song, and it's a really beautiful message, and it's a little more rocky, but it just has a good vibe, and we just figured that that's a good song to follow up on, you know.
Para trabajar, aunque no tengo frijol para cocinar, yo sigo para adelante sin mirar atrás. Yo tengo tentaciones de portarme mal, que no tengo trabajo para quitar, aventándole al dedo a cada oficial, que me vale que no me quieran en su red social.
Cuando la vida te tira hasta el suelo, mira para arriba, camina derecho, no tengas miedo, mantente humilde, que con esa vara te miden, te miden, te miden. Tradiciones y canciones son muy familiar, ni bienvenido acá, ni bienvenido allá. Les molesta la verdad, les molesta ser real, les molesta que somos más, que somos más. Con este presidente que no sabe nada, me dicen que ahora el mundo se va a acabar, pero nos quieren asustar, que los caminos son de igual.
Cuando la vida te tira hasta el suelo, mira para arriba, camina derecho, no tengas miedo, mantente humilde, que con esa vara te miden, te miden, te miden. Somos, caminamos, cerrar mi
wishing good health and good vibes to Los Mocosos. Thanks for doing this, Happy Sanchez. This is Five Alarm Funk from their new album, Big Smoke. Happy was talking about the big smoke happening in California right now. I hope to get those under control. This is Wake the Funk Up from World Beat Canada. As a drum. Still more in store right around the corner on this episode of World Beat Canada. Next up, Monica Giraldo and Dolce Boca from Colombia. I'm Cal Cote.
Boca. Cada vez que me provocas vuelve a suceder. Dame un poco más que se me agota. Regálame otra vez, sedúceme otra vez. En tu dulce boca. Ooh, 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 ooh. agotar. Regálame otra vez, sedúceme otra vez, desvísteme despacio en tu dulce boca. Después vuelvo a ti otra vez, dame más de tu querer, de tu dulce boca.
Regálame otra vez, sedúceme otra vez, desvísteme despacio de tu dulce boca.
Thank you.
Remixed for the dance floor by Bob Villain. That is British ska rock steady outfit The Skints with Oh My Love. Before that, Monica Giraldo featuring Diego Amarocha. This is definitely different from an album called Sakara, a new release. UK-based composer and singer Esbe brings us a quality dance from World Beat Canada. With a quality dance, we're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calca Pirate Communications. Check out Kelt and a Twist with Patricia Fraser. Start at the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com, and check us out on social media, both Facebook pages for Kelt and a Twist and World Beat Canada. Gitkin will take us home from Five Star Motel. The Nomad guitarist debuts Chicha and a single called Canción del Rey. But our last word goes to John Steinbeck in Of Mice and Men. He reasoned, maybe everybody in the whole damn world is scared of each other.
Communications.